All right, guys, welcome back to another episode of Third Thoughts. Today, we're going to be doing a DCU draft. We're going to be drafting five each of the new announced DC Universe projects, and then we're each going to get one pick from the Elseworlds project. But before we get into it, Brantley, how have you been doing this last week?
I've been doing good, man. Like, this month of April has been crazy, bro. Like,
I know, so much great stuff.
Like TV, like it's just so much right now. So I'm excited to see how this carries over into the summer. That's
cool. Yeah, it has been absolutely slammed. I've been catching up with a lot of the movies, but dude, TV shows, I don't know how much I can handle. It's getting nuts.
No, man. Literally, in fact, it's going to get even worse this summer. Like, not worse, but like in a good way.
Like even more.
The Boys. Like, it's just nonstop.
Yeah, dude. And honestly, like, I don't see any of these shows like toning down. Like, I think everything's just gonna get crazier. Do we even have The Sympathizer, which comes out in like 2 days? Like, we're in for a treat, dude. But you know, we've been saved from the overhaul of DC Universe content, so today we want to kind of dive back into the DC Universe. Also, to kind of tease next week's episode, I guess we are gonna continue on with the slight DC streak. We're gonna be talking about Zack Snyder next week, next episode, and that one, that's going to be a fun one. I'm very excited for that. I know Brantley is a massive Zack Snyder fan.
For sure. Like,
bro. Yeah, no, we're both kind of on the, well, I used to be high on him, honestly. I'm not going to lie to you. Like, I used to.
Yeah, no, Art really was.
Seventh grade, he was defending the hell out of Zack Snyder. But, you know, I've learned and I've grown, and that's why I'm excited for the DC Universe. So to kind of run through these rules really quickly, there's a bunch of projects that James Gunn has already announced to the DC Universe. As of now, all of these are still getting made. They're all still on this official slate. And so just in, I guess, the order that's on the slate, our options are Creature Commandos, Waller, Superman Legacy, Lanterns, Authority, Paradise Lost, Brave and the Bold, Booster Gold, Supergirl, and Swamp Thing, and then the Elseworlds movies, Joker 2 and the Batman Part 2. So Brantley and I are going to be able to pick five movie/projects each from the general DC Universe slate, and then from the Elseworlds, we're going to get to pick one each, just so we don't like steal two of them and then mess up our picks for the other ones. But I'll let you pick, Brantley. What do you want to do? Do you want to get first pick or second two picks? Oh, wait, sorry. First two or go? What? I don't remember what we did last time.
It was first pick or second two, right?
It was I go first and I get two, and then you go, but then when we get to the end, I go again. Like, I go twice.
Huh? Was that us?
I think it was. It was like the rebound. Oh, no. But you're like, right. You're right. It's first one. Dude. It's first one or second two. It's first one. You're right. Oh, yeah. Do you want first one or second two?
I go second two, actually, yeah.
Okay. All right. So starting it off, I'm taking the Batman Part 2. I think we were both going to fight for this one anyway. And I actually don't know if you're even going to take the second Elseworld movie right out of the gate. Like, honestly, if I were you, you could just take the Joker 2 as your very last pick and take your good DC Universe picks, I guess. But the Batman Part 2, I mean, we are unbelievably hyped for this movie. I'm so pissed it got delayed, but I'm excited that Matt Reeves is cooking. We literally know nothing about this script. We don't really know where it's going. We don't really know what they're doing, but I'm excited nonetheless. You know, Mickey 17 is the next Batman crumbs we're getting, because that's all Robert Pattinson's really gonna be doing. But yeah, I mean, just in general, I'm super hype. We don't know much about this, but the Batman 1 is freaking phenomenal. Like, it is literally one of my favorite movies of all time, and I think Brantley can
crazy.
Agree that. It's like, I can't believe, I'm so happy they ended up making a second part. Like, you know, like, we didn't really know the future of the DC Universe a year and a half, 2 years ago. Even, I guess it's been 2.5 years now since the Batman's going to be coming out. We're going to be coming up on 2 years, which is crazy. We came up on 2 years, sorry, in the beginning of March. And so, like, it's just so, it was like, dude, we were like, oh my God, is it going to hit like 700 million, 600 million at the box office? Like, what is Warner Brothers going to shut down Matt Reeves? Dude, when we heard about James Gunn taking over the DC Universe, we were like, oh, I don't know if we're happy about this because he might screw up Matt Reeves' Batman, but we're happy to report that nothing bad has happened to us. I mean, yeah, it's nice to see that Matt Reeves gets to do his own thing untouched.
Yeah, bro, like, the Batman, man, that movie blew me away the first time I saw it. I mean, even on rewatches, it's so good, man. One of the best superhero films of all time. I think with part two, you know, we haven't heard much, but, you know, there have been murmurs here and there. And, of course, we have the Penguin Show coming up. I know a lot of people
rumored. Oh, my God, I totally forgot about the Penguin Show.
Yeah, and it was rumored from the Batman part two. People are saying Clayface is going to be, like, the main or one of the main villains. But and I know some people, some controversy against the rumors that Matt Reeves seems to be kind of changing him a little bit. As we said, that's just
more of a rumors. Practical, yeah.
Yeah. But, and honestly, I don't know. Like, I can't lie. Like, yeah, I get, like, if they change, like, I get why some people are skeptical because, you know, if they change him too much, I'm going to let Matt Reeves cook at the same time.
Yeah, bro. Dude, yeah. At this point, bro, has Matt Reeves really ever disappointed us? Let's be so real, guys.
That's what I'm saying. I feel like he might give us something maybe, like, we didn't know that we wanted, you know what I'm saying? So I'm gonna let him cook, and you know, I'm just very excited. You know, we still got, you know, Barry Keoghan's Joker to look forward to, see what he can do in that role in the second film. I think, because I don't know if you saw this, but I guess the rumor is that he's gonna be kind of like, Batman's gonna kind of like go to him maybe throughout the story and like ask him for like advice and stuff, which I think that's kind of a really interesting like dynamic kind of
putting. I think that's a really cool in, like that's a very like comic like dynamic, you know?
Yeah, like putting him in, like this kind of like side character role. And, like, you know, he's still going to be probably, like, very menacing and intimidating, but he's not going to be, like, you know, a main part of the plot. I think that's a cool way to put him into this universe, especially as he's been, like, the center of so many popular Batman stories. So, I'm very excited to see what Matt Reeves has cooking for the Batman.
Yeah, I completely agree. And, honestly, I think that Matt Reeves is able to give us something that's, like, I mean, I'm not, like, the biggest comic guy, but Matt Reeves is the one that really got me into comics as, like, he's really the only comic book filmmaker that's, like, got me so heavily invested into comics. And one thing I've really noticed is Matt Reeves, not only does he take inspiration from comics, but he likes to deviate a lot from what we get in traditional media as a whole. Like, it's like, obviously he took inspirations from Seven and Zodiac Killer and stuff like that, but I'd rather him do that than take inspiration from another Batman piece of media, you know? Like, it's cool, like, that you have these characters, but it doesn't necessarily have, like, and this is why I think The Dark Knight succeeded, is, like, it doesn't necessarily have to be, like, just strictly Batman, Batman, Batman stuff. Like, it can be Batman placed in a different world as long as, like, the rest of the lore lines up. Like it doesn't feel like, and obviously, like, I have enough confidence in Matt Reeves' set work, his design work, even his side characters. It's, like, I think why the Batman succeeds so much and why I think the Batman Part 2 will succeed so much is because literally every single side character feels like their true comic book form, that like we can have a piece of media that deviates so much away from, like, you know, the regular Batfleck or like the Christian Bale Batman. Like, there's, you can do so many different things, and I'm just, you know, I'm happy I got this pick, because if I didn't get this pick, I really don't know what I mean. I'm pretty hyped for Joker too. Brantley isn't, so I know that he's kind of pissed about that one for sure. But yeah, I mean, you have the next two picks, so you go for it.
All right, bet. Yeah, I'm happy that we're gonna keep going, because I really could have. I was about to say something else about the Batman Part Two. We could have kept going about the Batman Part Two.
I mean, no, go ahead. I mean, if you have more thoughts, if you have more thoughts
within it, what's up? No, I was just thinking, because I don't know, it was gonna be like a tangent. I was saying, yeah, we were talking about the first movie, like. I was like, dang, like, yeah, Matt Reeves really, like, found the perfect blend of his elements, like, because I feel like a big criticism, like, of, like, The Dark Knight is how, like, it's not really a comic book movie, and people say, like, Nolan was scared to make, like, a comic book film, and to an extent, I think that's true. I mean, I still love the Dark Knight, but I feel like Matt Reeves found the perfect balance between, like, the crime thriller aspects, but also, you know, making sure it was still, like, true to, like, the comics.
Yeah, and I think it works because of, like, just because the character work is so strong that he doesn't need to really rely on, like, and I'm not trying to discredit, like, there's a big difference between Nolan's Gotham and Reeves' Gotham. Like, they are very completely different things. Like, I think Nolan's Gotham was literally just a city. And, like, in Reeves' Gotham felt like a comic strip, you know? But that's also not to say that, like story-wise, really, honestly, story-wise, the Batman is less comic-y than The Dark Knight. Like, Heath Ledger's Joker, like, as amazing as he is definitely more, like, comedical than anything else. Like, it feels like a very comic accurate type of Joker character, and it seems like a very comic accurate, like, structure, if that makes sense. But, like, if we're talking, like we said, the inspirations from Seven and Zodiac Killer, those aren't things that, like, are very, at least the structure of it isn't very fondly found in comics. And so, again, I mean, like we've been saying over and over, like, I just think Marius was able to find a good middle point, you know?
No, literally. He's so good, man. But I think I'm going to chill on the Batman talk. That could be a whole episode in itself, to be honest. Like, just speculating about the second movie.
Yeah, but, dude.
I guess on to my two picks. I think my first pick, man, Superman Legacy, bro.
Okay, I mean, I knew you were going to take that shit, but yeah.
That's gotta be it, man. Like, I'm so excited for this movie. This is someone that's not even a big Superman guy. Even growing up as a kid, like, Superman never was, like, he never appealed to me, like, a lot. Like, he was always cool, but he's never, like, I never, like,
I was always a, I think we were both Batman kids, bro. Oh,
definitely. Batman, Spider-Man, but, like, Superman, yeah. You know, he was always, like, it was just, like, he was, you know, he was cool, but I guess he just didn't have, to me, as a kid, like, that.
I think Superman, and I've thought about this a lot, actually, and I, sorry to interrupt, but while we're on the topic of Superman, I have to say, I feel like as a kid, you want a superhero that has a big struggle that's really just in your face. You know, like Peter Parker and Batman, yeah. They both have like the identity crisis. That's one thing, but also just like, they truly get beat down as heroes, and Superman never truly gets beat down physically, bro. Like, that's so rare. And when it does, it's literally one thing. Like, it is kryptonite. So, like, I'm like, oh, like, what kind of fucking plot armor are we going to use to get Superman, like, the villain, the kryptonite? You know what I mean? But, like, as I've gotten older, I've really started to like Superman. And honestly, like, Superman and Lois is a big part of that for me, just because, like, Superman is the struggle of like a family guy and like a small town guy and a guy that, like, you know, when you're a little older, you start to realize that, like, I think a part of getting older is realizing that Superman has nearly the same level of struggle because he's perfect. And I think that makes him a little less relatable, literally, obviously, man. But you understand it more as you get older, you know?
No, definitely. That's what I find so fascinating, because, like, as on paper, you think as like a kid, Superman would be like the ideal hero, because he's like, you know, everything a kid would want to be, like, invincible, like, can't die, yada yada yada. But it's like, I think even as kids, like, we still have this, like, a, like, we're like kind of attracted to, like, these flawed characters. So it's like, it's interesting as we get older, like, the kind of guy that's seemingly perfect becomes more appealing, because he's like a lot more just nuanced and complex than like what we even thought as kids. So it's like, that's just super dope. And I just think this project, bro, it really seems like they're really about just like, you know, I can't say they're sort of true to the character, because I'm not really that familiar with a lot of Superman, like, material. But it seems like they really are, like, very passionate about what they're making. And I'm just very excited, because this, like, even, like, down to just, like, the aesthetics of the movie before we've seen so far, it seems just, like, it's really going to embrace and be like a leveler to the character.
It seems like it's going to embrace the nuances of a hopeful Superman more than any Superman we've had in our lifetime. And so, and that's not just me shitting on Snyder, because I'm also talking about Superman, because I'm also talking about Superman and Lois. That's the thing, is like, Superman and Lois is amazing, but it focuses on a Superman that isn't as relatable to me. You know what I mean? Like, he is an older Superman, and like, that's not something that I can, that's why Superman honestly cannot just be my favorite hero. You know, like, I haven't had iterations of Superman, or we haven't had iterations of Superman in our lifetime where they've truly explored the nuances in a way like, dude, the TV show medium is way different than the movie medium. And the fact that Tyler Hoechlin's Superman was only in TV, that's a big, like, disservice to his character, in my opinion, because I think in a movie he would have also been amazing. But nevertheless, like, we've had our fair share of Spider-Man iterations. Like, really, in our lifetime, we have had all three Spider-Man iterations, because Toby ended when we were like 4 years old, which means that we still watched his second and third movies, and then we got to his first by the time we were under like 10 or 7 years old. You know what I mean? And then, yeah, obviously Andrew Garfield was our kind of Henry Cavill of a Superman and Spider-Man, but it's still like, we can still understand the nuances of Andrew Garfield's character. And then same thing goes for Tom Holland. Like, his movies are more lighthearted, but at the end of the day, we understand the nuances of the character of Spider-Man. Same thing goes for Batman. Bale was kind of the tail end of when we were really little kids. We had Batfleck, obviously Pattinson now it really, really hits because of those nuances. But Superman, like we've had one, like Christopher Reeves, I think that was the actor's name, right? Like he was way before us. And like, yeah, this is our first time really getting a Superman. And I'm excited for younger kids, bro. Like I think David Cornsweet, I think that's his name. Like he is so charismatic. And dude, I would actually like be so disappointed at taking my kid to go watch Man of Steel. Like I'm like hyping up this like Superman, like Superman is the greatest comic book character of all time. Like imagine I'm telling my kid this and then we go and then he's fucking like seeing X-ray visions of like of these kids and he's just being tortured in his own mind. And he's saving dock workers because they're like his family. So it's just like none of it works for me. And I know a lot of what I just mentioned was like, obviously, like that is like cool Superman stuff, but it's just not hopeful to me, you know?
Exactly. Like, I think, especially now, like, I mean, not to get too deep, but like, just the current, like, you know, just the current state of the world and stuff, too. Like, we need some hope, bro. Like,
yeah, I agree.
We need some hopeful content, man. Just some good old fashioned, like, yeah, just some heartwarming content, some good content. And I think, like, this movie will deliver on that front. And I mean, not that the bar is super high, but I mean, I think this will definitely be like, the best Superman, like, you know, film.
Yeah, I agree. I think, like, James Gunn has the right intent with this movie, and that's why I'm excited.
Exactly.
That's yeah, sure. And then you also got second pick, dude.
Oh, man.
Now, this one, honestly, here's the thing. You could take, like, the next biggest hero. But I don't know if that's the way. Like, I have another pick if you take, like, the next biggest hero. Because there's another one I'm really excited for that I don't think we've talked much about.
Wait, let me do some research.
Who is directing Batman Brave and the Bold? Because I heard it was Andy Muschietti and fuck that guy. Basically is what he's looking up right now, guys.
I had to make sure because this particular project, this was like, dude, this should have been out, bro, because like it was in development, I think, before even.
Oh, you're not talking about Brave and the Bold.
No. This is the one that like really should have already been released, bro.
I'm low-key glad it didn't, though. I'm glad they're waiting until now, though, because imagine if we got it before, it would have just meant nothing. They would have just retconned.
That's true. That's actually facts. But yeah, as some of y'all probably tell, I'm going with Lanterns, bro.
Yeah.
I don't know, this project, I was so hyped for it, bro. Like, before the whole, like, kind of the official reset was, like, announced and stuff, I thought this was going to be so fire. I think it was going to be on HBO like, at that time. Like, I was following the development. I was like, bro, like, it's coming. It never came, but it's still, you know, in the works. And I just think, bro, Green Lantern, dude, like.
Yeah.
He's another one. As growing up, I really, like, didn't think it was super cool, but as I got older, I'm like, it's so much to do, like, with that character. Like, just his whole, like his whole just world that surrounds him, all the different Lantern Corps and all that stuff, like, it's so much there, man. And, like, when in a TV show format, like, it can get crazy. So yeah, I'm just very excited for this project. I don't know who was, like, envisioning, like, a show or anything announced for it yet, but, I mean, I just think, with the HBO budget, too, like a sci-fi, so much can happen, bro. Like, it can be so dope. So I'm just Lanterns, that is my second pick. But what are your thoughts on the project?
Dude, fuck you, by the way. That was my next pick. I mean, I have a good next pick, but yeah, Lantern is like, I remember like 11th grade school year, Brantley and I would go on like Comic Book News or like Comic Book Reporter or Screen Rant, and there'd be some new news about a Lantern show of like, oh, you know, the Lantern show's finally getting made or something like that. Like, it genuinely was just really interesting to follow the development of the show. And I really hope it gets made still. Like, I hope they don't just throw this away. And I hope that something good comes out of it because, again, we don't even know what story they're going for just yet. But I'm excited to see what they do. Like, again, like you said, so much potential. I haven't even seen the Ryan Reynolds movie. And so, like, I've really genuinely never seen a live action Green Lantern, and that's something I want.
Yeah, man. Like, and I think DC knows now. I mean, I think they've known for a while. People do want his character, man. Like, even when you know, in the Zack Snyder, the extended cut of Justice League, like, Like, that was so much hype around that. And it's just like, it's so much you can do, bro. Like, all the different people that you have the rings and whatnot, like, all the different, you know, it's just like, bro, it's so much. I just don't get how he hasn't had more projects and more shine. So I'm just super excited to see kind of where, like, go with the show. And I think, I mean, but I think definitely watching Dune Prophecy, like, I don't know, that's kind of weird, but, like, I mean, I think that'd be, like, my first time seeing, like, a sci-fi project on HBO. So I think watching that probably gave me, like, somewhat of an idea, how Lanterns will look and, like, you know, just, like, from a budget and production standpoint, like, so I'm super excited to see how that show kind of develops and whatnot.
Yeah, I agree. Honestly, that Dune Prophecy was a good connect, because, like, that will be, I think, Max's first big-scale project that is very intertwined. Like, big scale as in, like, Peacemaker was intertwined with the DCU, but, like, it was grounded as hell, you know? So that doesn't really count. But, yeah, oh, Watchmen. But Watchmen wasn't really space set, but that was good, like, it had good sci-fi elements, in my opinion.
That's true, yeah.
Was that just for... No, that was on HBO as well, Max, right?
I think it was, like... Wasn't kind of airing when Max first dropped or something like that? It was like, was it on Max?
Oh,
it
no, Max. We're messing up our timelines, dude, because Max didn't drop till like 2020. Max didn't drop till 2020. Watchmen came out in 2019.
Dang.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're so yeah. Yeah.
But it was on whatever streaming they were paired with. But yeah. Yeah, nevertheless, yeah. Lantern, Superman Legacy, those are two great picks. I'm kind of scared to pick this next one just because I don't know what to go next. I have two pretty good ass picks, but I feel like if I take one of these, the next one's gone. That's the thing. It's like it's a one or the other, but I didn't want to go double Batman, but I'm gonna go double Batman. I'm taking Brave and the Bold.
Okay.
I will say, there's a little bit of hesitancy when picking this project because the streets are saying that Andy Muschietti is directing. Now, that's a good and bad thing because I'm actually open to, and I know you haven't seen The Flash, or oh no, you saw the first part of it, like the first half. you saw what he did with Ben Affleck's Batman, right?
Yeah,
and like did you get to any Keaton parts?
Yeah, that's the room I walked out of the theater.
Crazy, by the way. Wait, did you? Okay, wait. Let's clarify this. Did you walk out because you didn't like it, or you had something else to do?
I had something else to do. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. For context, guys, I was just watching the movie to kill time. Like my phone was broken, and the movie theater was right near where my phone was getting fixed. I was like, bet. I just went over and got a ticket, and they called me in the middle of the movies. I was like, and it wasn't that good enough to stay and wait, so I just walked out. But, so it was kind of mixture, but it had something to do. But also, if it was good enough, I would have sat and finished it. But
yeah.
It wasn't good.
So, I mean, I think it's a little bit of bias because we have Matt Reeves as Batman. You know what I mean? Like, if Brave and the Bold was our only Batman and Andy Muschietti was directing it, I would probably kill myself. But it's, like, I don't mind a slightly, like, comical, like, you know what he does with Ben Affleck's Batman? It's not the most, like, realistic, brooding Batman. The Keaton action isn't the most like grounded thing ever, but it's Batman and Robin, bro. Like just the acrobatic nature of what Robin is able to do. Like, I kind of like that Andy Muschietti. Like, I like the way I envision the dynamic aspect of his action sequences. I could see a cool Batman and Robin pair under Andy Muschietti's direction. You know.
Yeah, no, I feel that. Honestly, this was not what I was going to take, to be honest, though, because I can't lie, when this was first announced, I was not that excited. Because even as a kid, like, I don't know if you watched, like, the Brave and the Bold show on Cartoon Network.
No, I have no experience. I didn't watch it, and I also haven't read the comics.
Yeah, I haven't read the comics, but that show as a kid, I didn't like that show as a kid. I never enjoyed it. So, like, I'm like, this show, I don't know, I'm just not, like, I like comedic stuff, of course, but, like, when it comes to Batman, I can't lie, like, I like, you know, my Batman series, bro.
Is it a little more comedic in the show? I didn't know that.
Oh yeah. The Brave and the Bold show is like very like kind of campy, comedic. He was like a lot more like very kind of more like obscure villains and whatnot. Like it's very like. But to be fair, the best thing the Brave and the Bold did, it did put me on to Blue Beetle as a kid. Blue Beetle.
Oh, okay.
But that's like the only thing I really remember taking away from that show that was like good. But yeah, it's pretty campy. You know, it's not a Batman animated series or nothing like that. It's pretty, yeah, it's a very different tone. But honestly, I think watching Flash, because I think the Flash to me, like, it's a very messy movie, but I can't lie. I mean, I can see why they picked him for this project. I think, you know, maybe he can cook up, you know, a nice little fun kind of campy time. I think this movie could be pretty fun. Like, so.
And especially, honestly, bro, like seeing how, like, passionate and exciting and, like, honestly, like, uplifting the Superman is that I feel like we're going to be getting. Like, I think, like you said, like, a Brave and a Bold-esque, like, a little less serious of a Batman. Like, obviously, dude, a live-action Batman is going to be serious to an extent. You know what I mean? Like, whether it's the personable elements. You know what I mean? Like, dude, his fucking parents died. Like, you know, like, it's going to be serious to an extent, especially in live-action. So I feel like this might be a good dynamic, is like with Zack Snyder, like, they were both just super dark and brooding characters. In this one, I don't mind that they have a lighthearted nature to them. You know, that's not a negative to me.
I feel that.
Yeah. But yeah, you got next pick, by the way. I'm scared, that's by the way. I feel like you're really gonna take what I want here. And honestly, I think my team is screwed if I don't get this next one.
I don't know, bro. Wait, again, let me do research. 1 second. Sorry, quick research break. Because Elias probably got some arm before the show started. Like, I was familiar, like, by title, but honestly, like, the details, I was very unsure of. I know there was a lot that was announced.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm not picking this. But,
That's funny. Were you looking at Waller? Were you looking at Waller? That's crazy. That's crazy.
It sounded interesting. I opened the article, and I'm like,
bro. What did it say? What did it say?
It says, okay. It looks like Amanda Waller will return to DC Universe sometime in the future as James Gunn is working on a script featuring the infamous head of the Suicide Squad. And then it goes on to just talk about it is unknown what project Waller will appear in, but he's working on a new script. Like, it's not really much.
Yeah,
like that.
Yeah, it doesn't really give you anything, like, yeah.
I'm like, Amanda Waller, let's put off. And I think that, I will say this. This is why I was going to pick it. I think that, like, Viola Davis as Amanda Waller might be the best casting in the DCU. I think she's really good in that role.
I think she is behind. I think Jason Momoa, dude, as Aquaman is good as hell.
I think he's good, but I don't think he was, like, you know, I can see other people in the role, but her is, like, I can't see anyone else in that role. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah. Well, okay. I mean, I guess the Elseworlds doesn't count, but Pattinson, like, that's mine, but...
Oh, that's true, man. Pattinson is good, man. That's good. Yeah. But, dang, for a pick, okay. Because there's another one that, like, I want to pick, even though I really don't know much about the character, but bro, it's always just seemed cool to me. I think I'm going to just do it, bro. I'm going to go with Swamp Thing, bro.
Damn, okay. I thought you were going to say Booster Gold.
Bro, I was thinking, I don't know. Swamp Thing to me, like, I want to tap into his comics for a minute, because bro just seems, like, cool as hell to me. I know he had that show on DC Universe.
Was it on the CW?
I think maybe, yeah. And it only got one season. But apparently it was good. And it didn't get renewed. Like, I'm looking at it right now, 90% Rotten Tomatoes, bro.
Damn. Like,
apparently, I think it got, like, kind of like a, you know, kind of a cult following behind it, but it just didn't get renewed for another season. But I don't know, Swamp Thing to me, he just seems so cool, bro. Like, I don't know much about bro, but, like, just I've seen art and stuff like that. I'm like, this, like, swamp monster thing, like,
dude. And knowing James Gunn, bro, knowing James Gunn, I don't think he'll be like, I don't think he'll shy away from hitting the, like, rated R and stuff like that.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I think you can do so much with this character. Like, just off the, like, off the aesthetics alone, I feel like you could just do some really cool stuff just visually for his film. So, like, if they get a really just, like, director with, like, a specific kind of vision, I think this could be amazing.
Oh, wait. I think James Mangold is doing Swamp Thing.
Bro, see? Come on.
And, like, and what's it called? Bro, like, James Mangold, and then what's it called? Apparently, when I was at MegaCon, Vincent D'Onofrio said that he wanted to play Swamp Thing.
Bro, like they're cooking. Okay, I just found a quote on Reddit. This is from James Mangold on his movie. He said, "While I'm sure DC views Swamp Thing as a franchise, I'll be viewing it as a very simple, clean, gothic horror movie about this monster. Just doing my own thing. This is just a standalone." Bro, cooking, bro. It's not even, he's viewing it as a standalone. That's the best thing here.
He said, director James Mangold plans to change the origin of Swamp Thing in his film, envisioning a horror noir mystery about a creature with amnesia. Wow.
Cooking.
That's a good pick.
I think
this, you know, this is a tough ass quote. He says, "Swamp Thing isn't a horror, it's a tragedy."
Ooh. Bro, come on, that masterpiece written all over it, man.
Yeah,
like
that's a good pick. Like, I wasn't gonna pick that till the very end, honestly.
Like, I know people didn't like Indiana Jones 5, I never saw it, but like, bro, you can bounce back off this, bro.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Hopefully he's working on this before he does that. I know he's got announced to do a Star Wars project, but hopefully this is priority
for him. Yeah, fuck the Star Wars project. Anyways, okay, next pick. I'm going to go Paradise Lost. This is the one I hope you weren't going to pick.
Cause
The way they've explained Paradise Lost, and I'm going to look it up just to double check. The way that they've described it, like the pitch, is basically that, like, it's like Game of Thrones, but on Themyscira. That's fucking sick, by the way. Like, it's gonna be an origin. I think it is gonna be like an origin story. But yeah, it's a max fantasy series centered around the Amazons of Themyscira, tying heavily into the Wonder Woman stories. It's before Diana was born, and it's a Game of Thrones style story about the Amazons. It'll probably focus around her mom, because her mom is really important in the characters. But also, I think at the end of the series, they'll probably reveal who the actress is or something, you know?
Makes sense.
So yeah, I think honestly, Paradise Lost, that's gonna be one that's another one that's like, I think Max is really in their bag with that.
Yeah, and I that's the best thing to do with these like spinoff shows, bro, which is using to expand the lore, bro. Like,
yeah,
because I think also in that
Penguin,
way too, like,
look at Penguin.
Literally, like, you get the original stories, and of course, Penguin is the exception to this, but like that show, I think like stakes are still so high, because like we probably like no one in that show would be like protected or whatnot, because you know it's a prequel and everything. So like you can give us an entertaining show that builds upon the world and still has like stakes, because we situations are like, oh, like they won't die because they're gonna be in this project, like, yeah, you know what I mean. So it's just like,
I think it's not involving the main character alleviates so much tension.
Literally, man, like that's the best way to put it. That's a great way to put it. Yeah, like,
yeah.
The less you have of them, like, the show can just, it can breathe a lot more. Like,
yeah, I completely agree. I think, yeah, you got next pick.
Okay. It's getting thin.
It's just getting thin is crazy, because I got at least two more decent picks out of me. Oh, wait.
How many
three
do you got left?
Three. Okay, so you have...
I have two left, right?
Two left in the regular, and then one, you have Joker 2, obviously, but we'll get to that at the very end when you pick it.
Yeah. you know I'm going to pick that last.
Well, it's because you're not going to waste your pick on that, because it's guaranteed.
Yeah.
That's you also fucking hate Joker, so.
I don't want to talk about it. Okay, let's, what we have left. Yeah, I'm going with Booster Gold, since I did it the first time.
Okay.
Booster. From what I recall from the Booster Gold project, this has been out for like a while back. I don't know much about the character, but bro, it just seems like a good time. Like,
yeah, like, and dude, apparently Blue Beetle's gonna be a cameo.
Oh yeah, I forgot. I saw something about. Okay, yeah, dude, I still gotta watch the Blue Beetle movie. Well, I don't know if I have to watch that, but I don't know. Maybe I'll get to it at some point. But yeah, Bruce crazy. Going, bro. Like, because I think what his story is going to involve time travel and stuff like that, right? Like, he's usually like, traveling through time and stuff like that. I want to say. So, like, just that concept, bro, like, with the character, it seems pretty fun. I think you used to have so much fun with that. I don't know who's, like, directing this project or whatnot, but, like, bro, just seems like, I don't, like, he just seems like a really fun character. And I think this could be just a dope movie. Like, I like that after, like, so long of DC kind of getting this, like, reputation, even if it's not all the way true, of being, like, just, oh, they're just the people with the dark stories. Like, we're really going this direction of, like, it seems like we're getting a good balance within this next, this new James Gunn era. Of, like, the, you know, the darker stuff. Like, you know, I'm literally going from Swamp Thing to Booster Gold, bro. Like, that's a good balance of just, like...
Dude, that's that shit the MCU will never do, bro. The MCU will never do that. That's how DC wins. Yeah. I mean, we've been saying this for over, like, 10 years, bro. Like, since we were, like, little, like, all we've wanted is a good mix, bro. And, like, it's been cool to see, like, even, like, remember when we were in middle school and, like, one November, it was like Ragnarok and Zack Snyder's Justice League came out, or Justice League at the time. But like, it was like they were pretty close to one another, I'm pretty sure. And like, we were like, oh, like, you know, DC gives us the dark stuff, Marvel gives us the light stuff. And it's like, the second this one of those studios taps into giving us both, it's game over. They're dominating. Man. And the thing is, we're not even afraid to admit it as people who love the MCU and are excited for the future. well, I mean, check out our MCU retrospective episode. I think it was like 2 weeks ago. But I'm excited. I'm excited for Booster Gold as well, dude. And Blue Beetle, like, it's apparently confirmed that Sholo Maridueña, the guy who played him in the movie, is going to be returning. So I think that's good as well. Yes. That he's a fucking awesome actor. He's so funny. So I think that'll really work.
Is Blue Beetle, is it worth checking out, bro? Like, can we get like a brief R&P review on
all I can say is it's a fun time. I saw it twice in theaters, because once normally, and then second time I was doing my all day in a movie theater challenge. It was the first movie I watched, actually, and surprisingly I stayed awake through the whole thing. And it's honestly, dude, it's on max, just put it on. Like, it's not like, you know what I mean, like I wouldn't say like go spend $15 and go to the movie theater, but like, you're literally using my max account, just watch that shit, bro. Like, it's really like, it's not even that deep for real. Like, it's a completely sufficient movie. Like, I'm thinking, if I'd have to predict what you give it on Letterboxd, since you're an asshole, you're going to give it 2.5 stars. Wow. But it deserves 3. Because I know your ass is going to give it 2.5 just because you're a hater. Because any superhero movie that I like that's not like fucking Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3, Brantley's always like, you know, it was good, guys. It was good, but like, it wasn't that good. By the way, this is him differentiating between a 2.5 and a 3-star movie. It's not even that, like, it's really not that
deep. Unless it's like, you know, I don't know. Yeah, but that's a good point. Yeah, usually easy movie you like, I think it's like 4 stars, I probably gave it like 3.5. Like, just a little under.
Just hater shit so we can start arguing about it.
But yeah, so I might actually tap into it, bro.
It's interesting. But it's fun. It's enough, you know.
We should have got Batgirl. I'm gonna stand on that.
I agree. Yeah, 100%. Yeah, I agree. Batgirl, dude, and it's from the directors of the new Bad Boys movie. The new Bad Boys movie trailer looks sick as hell. Like, that's who did Batgirl. Yeah, I think so.
Oh my, bro.
I'm saying we lost. We lost. It's crazy how much we lost, bro. They move that fucking file to the trash bin and it's over, bro. It's over.
I know it's out there somewhere. Like, someone has it on there. It's already, everybody's gone. Like, it's going to leak one day. It's going to leak one day.
Dude, we're going to be like fucking 90 years old on our deathbed. And our great grandkid is going to be like, Grandpa, look at what just leaked. Okay, I'm gonna get my next pick.
That's great.
I'm going. Oh shit! I didn't even think about it like that. Anyways. Supergirl. I'm taking Supergirl. I'm going Supergirl. I think Lily. Her name is Lily something something. She's from Game of Thrones. I think House of Dragon, but she's a great actress. I've seen clips on Twitter. There's already a script. Like, I'm pretty sure the script is done. Like, this is fully moving into development. And I think Creature Commandos is the first project. Then we have Superman Legacy. And then I think it is Supergirl, if I'm not mistaken.
Wait. So this is not the same actress from The Flash?
No. This is completely different.
Okay.
Yeah. And honestly, I will say, Sasha Kaye, she's the one who did it. She was in The Flash. She wasn't bad, in my opinion. She just wasn't given shit to work with, bro.
Yep. No, I agree. Yeah. From what I remember from the movie, I think I watched her. Yeah. I'm pretty sure I did. I remember liking Supergirl in that movie. Like, I remember thinking she was like, she wasn't like something I remember being bad. So I'll say that. Like,
dude, the thing is, she literally, her whole role in the movie was literally like, she's just an alternate version of Superman. And she's been locked up in a cage and she has to help Flash and Batman kill some people. Like, that's literally, like, it's not like, she really has no like personable arc to like make her even feel like a character. So, but yeah, Supergirl, I'm pretty interested in it. It does seem like James Gunn, like, I'm glad, honestly, and this is really interesting, is like, it's really interesting to see a Superman and Supergirl project be in development at the same time, because normally you have like three or like two, three Superman shows, like seasons of television or like movies or whatever, and then they introduce his like cousin or sister or whatever the hell. Like, they wait till he's set, but like, they're really going all in. Like, they have confidence in the Superman story, and because like, they could really mess up. Like, dude, imagine if people don't like David Corso's Superman, which is like, I'm not saying they won't. I think everyone's gonna like him except for the Snyder dick writers, but like, I think Supergirl would be completely good, and I'm glad they have enough confidence in, honestly. That's honestly the best sign of the DC universe, is like, the fact that they have all of these projects, they're all in development to some level. Like, one movie's already being made, one of the shows is almost done. Like, they're confident as hell in this, and that gives me at least some confidence as well as a fan.
Yeah, no, I definitely agree with that, bro. I mean, also, it's good that they're doing, because, like, it's still a void, I'd say, within superhero, like, genre, superhero film genre that, like, hasn't been filled, because I'm trying to think before I say this. Okay. Okay.
With what?
Okay.
Just say it. I'll correct you if you're wrong.
There hasn't, like, been, like, a great, like, female-led superhero film, bro. So it's, like, that title's up for grabs.
Damn, you know, bro's saying? About to get fucking ripped in the comments.
Bro, that's... okay, tell me when that's been great.
I think all right, the first... Wait, I didn't get to answer. Damn. I think the first Wonder Woman movie is pretty damn great.
Okay. Okay.
It's a great movie, dude. You can't even lie. Like, Wonder Woman 1984 sucks dick.
I just, like... have forgot that movie, but yeah, like,
and then obviously Zoe Kravitz is Catwoman, like, that she basically carries the whole movie on her back. No, but yeah, I agree with you. Like, there, like, the title for, like, okay, I will say this, there hasn't been a generational, like, big woman character in superhero film, like, honestly, like Iron Man, Captain America, Spider-Man, Batman, like, these are iconic characters, and like, even thinking about the characters themselves, like, you can't name one woman that has been like, I guess, like, idealized to be like, okay, like, this is the format of female superhero we're going for. And you're right, I think Supergirl has the chance to do that.
Definitely. And I really, yeah, when I think about that question, because when Wonder Woman was a good, that's probably why I forgot about it. I was just thinking about like the Marvel side of things. I was like, because Marvel, bro.
Black Widow sucks. Okay. I will say this. Miss Marvel isn't bad. She gets a bad rap. Miss Marvel is really, really good for young girls, I think. But that doesn't fit in the criteria of what you're saying. Like, she doesn't have, like, an iconic movie or you know what I mean? Like, it's a good character, in my opinion. Very underrated character. But as a project, it's not there, you know?
Yeah, no, I agree. And just to clarify, yeah, like, it's not like I'm saying every female superhero movie is terrible. I'm not saying that. I don't think there has been one that's like,
I mean, that's kind of what you're saying. That's basically what you're saying. No, okay, what female-led superhero movies do you like that isn't Wonder Woman? Tell me right now. Exactly. You're fucking misogynist.
No, exactly. But I'm not saying they like
are... Exactly. Oh, exactly what? No, I love the Marvels, by the way. I'm a Marvels fan, so...
Okay, I haven't seen the Marvels, but like, bro.
What
like,
about Captain Marvel? You hate that movie because you're misogynistic and bro, you hate Brie Larson.
You hate that movie too.
No, I don't. I just don't very much like it.
But you know, but and that's what I said, because it's weird because the MCU, I will give them, like, they have had like, well, actually both like, MCU and DCU, like they both have had like compelling and like great, like, you know, like women like characters, but just like in terms of when they get their like
they haven't had iconic projects. Yeah,
yeah, their projects is just like, it's been like just kind of a miss on that front. But so I'm saying, I think Supergirl could really like move the needle in that aspect, especially I don't even know. Does Marvel have anything in upcoming? It's like a female led project. I don't think they do.
No. Like a movie. They're hella misogynistic of them. Let me see.
Yeah, like bro, like that's crazy. So it's like they can really go crazy if like Supergirl's good. Like, yeah, DC has a chance to really.
Oh, dude, too, bro, but you're forgetting, bro, Agatha, dude. That show's gonna be amazing.
Oh,
yeah, dude, we forgot about that one. Dude, Agatha all along, dude. Oh, okay. I will say this. I think this one is a little bit niche, but speaking of Agatha, I think Elizabeth Olsen as Wanda, like, I think WandaVision, and maybe it's the bubble that we were in, but like, she was pretty iconic as Wanda Maximoff. Like, you can't lie, like. And maybe it's because I was a big fan of like Multiverse of Madness. And like, I'm not saying, I understand what you mean. Like, you're talking like universally known, like widespread female product. Like, I get that. But like, low key, the closest thing we might have to that in terms of like genuine impact, aside from Wonder Woman, I'm talking on the Marvel side, I think Wanda Maximoff is that character.
I don't know. I would say popularity. I think Black Widow probably still has it. But that's because she was already a little popular before the MCU.
Oh, true.
But I think in terms of like people at MCU like have like kind of built from the ground up in terms of popularity wise, I would I think Scarlet Witch as a character has benefited the most from like the MCU.
Dude, and then they made her into a villain. How misogynistic, dude. Obviously they would do that, dude.
But you could argue that turns kind of what really helped her popularity though, to be fair.
Oh, completely. Yeah, no, I agree. I agree. Yeah. All right. What do you? What's your next pick?
This is my last one, right? Or
It's your last one because
I have to talk about this movie. Oh my god.
No, you don't. No, because you can pick. You can pick one more from.
Oh, yeah.
From the regular draft. Right. Fuck you, by the way. What the hell? It doesn't even look that. Oh, you just don't want to talk to me about it. Oh, I get it. No. Okay.
I don't talk to anyone about this movie. Like, I don't, because it's just gonna. I'm gonna seem like a jerk.
Dude, you know that shit's gonna be peaked by. Okay, we'll get to that later. Anyways, yeah, pick your final DC Universe non-Elseworlds project. I think there's a solid pick for you here, because I mean, I automatically get the next two. So.
Wait, you don't get the next two, do you?
Yeah, I do, but I mean, it's automatically the non-Elseworlds because you already have. Yeah.
You do get the next two. Names. Okay, yeah, you're right. Ah, damn, that kind of changed my decision a little bit. Wait, hold on. Because I feel like, let me look this up again.
Yeah, sure. Well, you're good.
Because like,
I mean, really, like,
I mean, I'll leave those two for you, like, honestly.
Okay, whatever. Whatever.
Okay. They're both for the same thing. If I take this one project.
Take like whatever you want, bro. I don't it's not even like I get to pick them. So like you take whatever you want.
Yeah, I'll leave you with the Suicide Squad rejects. I'm taking Waller.
Damn! Damn. Okay, I'm glad you took that shit. No take backs. Take it.
Yeah, no take backs. Like I said, I don't think we know much about this project, but I love Viola Davis as Amanda Waller. I think she's so fun to watch. She was great in both films and in Peacemaker. I think she's super entertaining. And I'm kind of thinking what they do. Because honestly, I don't know why they're giving her a full project.
I don't think it'll be based around like her character. I feel like it'll just be based around like her office, you know?
I can see that. Yeah, kind of something like, I like wonder like what is like, what it could be like,
because I'm assuming it'll just be her. Because remember, she's the one that like is like controlling all of the like Suicide Squad people. So like, the whole show could be like like kind of an office drama, but like it's based on like a mission that like an anti-hero goes out to do, and she's commanding them the whole time, and that's part of what the show is, you know? And that also lets them expand like and use like smaller heroes and villains and stuff, you know?
Yeah. No, honestly, no, that makes a lot of sense. Honestly, I'm thinking, bro, like low-key, like what if it was like, I don't know how exactly it would fully work. I'm just kind of like spitballing ideas. Mm-hmm. What if it was like kind of like what Loki is to the MCU, but like just with Amanda Waller, bro? Like, I think that could be kind of fire.
Wait, what the fuck like, does that even mean?
Like, I don't know. Like, okay, I gotta make this what I'm saying. Like, not necessarily like the timeline, like not like the plot, but just the overall like vibe, like kind of like a buddy cop kind of show with Amanda Waller, bro.
Oh,
like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I agree, but the only thing is, I feel like Amanda Waller's not, like, an on-the-field type of character.
I'm saying maybe she gets into a situation that kind of puts... I'm just, like, assuming the show is, like, a one-season kind of thing. Yeah. You know, Viola Davis...
No, you're right, you're right.
Whatnot. So I'm thinking, like, maybe they put in a situation where, like, maybe she's, like... Because, like, I'm thinking about, like, the dynamic between, like, her and, like, Peacemaker, for example. Like, I can see them, like, building a show around that.
Yeah.
Like, she's in a situation, maybe she has to go out... I think that's actually the point to do it, right? Like, she's spent so much time of her career putting all these people into, like, the field... And she gets into this where she has to be in the field. And she's, like, with, like, a hero or a group of heroes that are, like, just, like, annoying as hell. And, like, they have to, like, work shit out together. I think that could be fun to watch. So I think something like that where it's, like, well, I think just something in general where she kind of is playing off, like, a more comedic character. I think just, like, that dynamic, I think that could be very, very, very fun to watch. I mean, I'm assuming what the show would be. But, like, overall, I think it's just her in general is an entertaining character. It's very entertaining, so... I mean, I think that there's a lot of ways they can, a lot of different directions they can go with the show.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I don't have much else to add on Waller, but I will just take my next two. I mean, Waller, it just depends on what it is, but I'm interested no matter what, because like, we've been saying, Viola Davis is a gem of the DCEU, and the actress that's playing her is transferring over to the DC universe, because that would have been a massive fumble, but, you know.
Really?
Yeah, so my next two, I'm going to go Creature Commandos and Authority. I'm just going to get these out of the way. My thoughts for both of these are kind of the same, just because I do believe they're both going to be animated shows, but they're going to be translated into live action, like same voice actors in live action. That's really, really interesting to me. Creature Commandos. Okay, here's the thing. Let me get Authority out of the way. I don't really give a shit about this show. I don't know what it's really going to be about. I don't really care, but I'll watch it probably. But... Creature Commandos, the main reason that it stands out to me is because two things. It follows Rick Flagg's dad, but secondly, you know that guy, I think his name's like Bone Crusher or something like that. You know, in Captain America Civil War, the guy that, or no, is it Civil War or Winter Soldier? The guy that Captain America fights in the very beginning of the movie, with like the, oh no. The one that he fights in the elevator scene in Winter Soldier.
Crossbones.
It's Crossbones. He's the guy that plays Rick Flagg's dad,
I think. Oh, I actually like him. Yeah, he's a cool actor.
Yeah, so that is really interesting to me, and I'm pretty sure he's playing Rick Flagg's dad. So that's a pro to me, but other than that, I mean, that's kind of all I have to say on Creature Commandos and Authority, but... I think the next pick is probably Brantley's favorite movie of the entire draft. He's so excited to talk about this movie. And I think the first movie in this duology is one of his favorite movies of all time, if I'm not mistaken. So, Brantley, give us your final pick.
My final pick, as y'all probably know, has to be Joker 2. You know, they just dropped the trailer for this movie.
By the way, let's note this. Brant, the trailer has dropped 2 days ago.
I actually didn't think the trailer was that bad.
Let's note this. Brantley and I, every time a trailer drops for a movie and we're both anticipating it and we both watch it, we will normally talk about this trailer, this said trailer, for about like 30 minutes to an hour. Like, we will genuinely talk about it and have a discussion about it. This man has not talked to me about the Joker 2 trailer at all whatsoever since it dropped. Let's just note that, by the way, but continue.
Yeah, no, I haven't, because...
Because you know it's going to be fucking awesome and you don't want to admit it to me. That's
I know it's not going to be, like, nothing crazy. Like, people are already, like... Okay, I'll explain, like, my, like, journey with, like, the first film. First watch, I thought it was fire. I thought it was really cool. But I'm not gonna lie, even first watch, I didn't think it was like a masterpiece. I thought it was great. I did. And then, like, I think I rewatched it when it kind of like came out and everything, on digital and whatnot. And, you know, I liked it, you know, a lot less than I did the first time. I still thought it was a good movie. I still think it's a good movie today. I don't think it's a bad movie. I go on the internet and, like, it's just so many people gassing this movie. And I just don't understand because, like,
to me, you might just be talking about me, by the way.
Yes, Aryan is included in these people. It's like, I just don't get why, like, what does it do to warrant so much praise? You know what I mean? And it's like, and I'm not even trying to sound like a pretentious, like, film.
Yeah,
like,
you are.
It's like, because it's like, I just literally can't wrap my head around what, like, makes, like, okay, it's just a good movie to me, and it's like, to me, my Joker, like, I've joined the hate train is due to, like, the fan base that likes it. I'm not gonna lie. Like, that's some hater shit, but, like, just the people like this movie so much, like, they pissed me off to the point where I'm just like,
let me see what Brentley rated Joker on Letterboxd, by the way.
What did I give it? Because it's probably, like, my initial.
Bro, like, definitely gave it, like, 3 stars.
No. It's probably, like, a 4.
Let me see it. It's 3.5, bro. That's crazy.
That's not bad. That's good. It's a good movie. But this movie, okay, so get on Joker 2, though. You know, the musical thing, I'm not really big on musicals, so that's already a movie I already didn't want. Just, like, that idea, like, now I don't want it even more. Like, I don't
okay, wait, wait, wait. Okay. By the way, Brentley hates La La Land. Let's just put that out there, but continue.
Wait, what? I love La La Land.
Oh, so you do like musicals. Yeah.
That was like an exception, bro. Like, damage.
Okay, but but how are you gonna say Joker 2 isn't gonna be an exception,
bro? I just know because I didn't want it in the first place. Like, this movie, I don't know. For me, it has so much. Like, if I give this movie like, if it drops and I give this movie like higher than like a 7 out of 10, bro, like,
damn,
Todd Phillips is a goat because I really do not. I everything in my body is fighting against liking this movie, bro. If I end up liking it. Like that, like,
at my thing is you're like, dude, you're going in with the hater mindset. You know you're gonna give this shit a 6.5 just to piss me off. I know you are. That's the thing. No,
I'll be real. Like, if it really wows me, like, I will drop out a genuine. Like, I'll give my genuine rating. Like, I'm not okay.
As much as you wanted to hate it, you said that the trailer looked good.
It did. It looked interesting. I'll give it that. It does. I'm interested to see where they go. Like,
so break me down, like, your thought process, like, what you liked and what you didn't like. Because I've talked about this trailer. I fucking love every second of it. This shit fucks. This movie's going to be a 5 for sure. But you go ahead and explain yourself.
Okay, so the trailer, I mean, of course, like, on a technical aspect, I think the movie's going to be great. I mean, in the first movie, like, on a technical aspect, it's really good. Camera work-wise, everything like that. Lady Gaga's character, you know, has me very interested. That dynamic with her and Joaquin Phoenix's Joker. And one thing that does have me excited, like, I think Todd Phillips or someone that came out and said, like, yeah, like, it's music in it, but, like, it's not going to take away too much from the story. So that had me excited because I'm like, okay. So, like, we're still getting, you know, it's going to have probably musical elements for sure. One thing I did notice, I don't think this trailer, they didn't show, like, any scenes of them singing or whatnot. So, you know,
yeah, but there was a behind the scenes clip of Lady Gaga singing on set.
Okay, bro. They showed the singer of the movie singing. I want to hear Joaquin Phoenix sing.
Okay, but you, bro, you already know that shit's gonna fuck. You already know it's gonna be tough as hell. You already know, bro.
You know, maybe it will. Maybe it won't. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, you hope it won't because you're a hater.
But I think it's going to be, you know, I think it's going to be interesting. I'm not, as much as I am a hater of this movie, like, I am going to see it. I probably will see it in theaters.
Just opening weekend? Opening weekend?
Maybe, because I know it's going to spark hella discourse and, like, you know, I know it's going to be a conversation starter for sure.
You got to go in the packed theater, bro.
Do I want to, bro? I don't even know, man.
Damn, bro. Bro doesn't want to risk his life for the Joker, maybe.
Like, and people already, like, bro, how many times I've seen that freaking clip of the smile, bro.
It's good, like, though. It's good. It's good.
It's good. I mean, it's like, I'm tired of people talking about it, bro.
Dude, people, like, okay, here's the thing. Let me put it into fucking Brantley Gibson terms, okay? If, you know, guys, by the way, anyone listening, if this same discourse was happening about literally any other movie, he either wouldn't care or he'd also be on the side gassing it. Now, it's Joker, so he obviously... Lying. No, listen. It's Joker, so he obviously can't gas it, right? You just can't. He can't. It's not... He physically will not be able to do that. And also, it's not any other movie, so he's just gonna fucking hate on it. That's what I'm trying to say.
No, bro, but okay, that's a good point. That you're actually not wrong. Like, that's actually fact. But... Like, it's just like, bro, like, I'm just like, I don't get, like, this movie. I just wish people would stop talking about it. Like, I just don't.
Why? Dude, like, people are excited. This is some people's The Batman Part 2, bro.
Who are these people?
Dude, me as fuck, bro. Like, okay, there's a few reasons to live right now, okay? The new schedule of R&P content, Joker 2, The Batman Part 2, and Mickey 17, and the new Damien Chazelle movie. That's about it, okay? Joker 2 is... Oh, and King of the Planet of the Apes. Those are the things that's... And Mad Max Furiosa. Those are the only things... And Invincible Season 3. Those are the only... And Superman Legacy Loki. But those are literally the only things on the list, okay? Those are the reasons to live for Aryan Patel. Joker 2... Okay, and here's the thing. I will say, like, that one tweet that was circulating that was like, pull focus. Lady Gaga pulls out lipstick, draws the smile, pull back into focus. Okay, here's the thing. I will say that did, like, it was pissing me off in the sense that, like, okay, like, people are just being, like, so fucking stupid and pretentious about this movie already, right? But the other way I viewed it, and honestly, the nice human being way of viewing this, Brantley Gibson, is this is some people's introduction to technical camera things, and
no, yeah,
I think that's really cool. And like the fact that and the fact that a movie based in comic book characters is able to be this technically, I guess, keeping up with a lot of the other films that we have today, like, I think that's a great thing, you know. And I'm not gonna hate on it just because I'm a fucking hater.
No, this is why it's not a great thing, right? Hear me out.
What the fuck?
This is why. Okay, yeah. Because no, on paper you're right. That I actually somewhat agree with that sentiment, but no, this is why. Because Joker 2, just like the first one, in my opinion, Joker 2, it's bad for on both sides of the end, like for like casual moviegoers and for like
what
the fuck, like pretentious film nerds. Because it was, you know, when it came out, right, it was a movie for casual viewers. To feel like, to make them feel like pretentious. And then for the pretentious crowd, it was a movie to make them like just be annoying to casual moviegoers for being pretentious about the Joker. So it's like, it was just annoying
that's
all just around.
Not
bro.
True. That's not true.
Bro. And that's how it's gonna be for this one.
How is it pretentious? How is the first movie pretentious at all? It's literally just a commentary, and it's a commentary on society by blending. I watched it. I'm a damn viewer. I've seen it like fucking nine times.
At that point, you were like a casual moviegoer though. I'm talking about like the people like, I think about the people that are on like TikTok and stuff like that, bro. Like,
yes,
like,
what do you mean? It's okay. Here's the thing, bro. If people want to be pretentious about films, that's okay. But also, it's like, you know those people that make fun of like those people that say their four favorite movies are like fucking like Italian films and Spanish. You know what I'm talking about, right? Okay. But those people's favorite films aren't The Joker. Let's be so real.
That's what I'm saying, though. Like, okay, you're right. People can be pretentious about whatever they want, but why can't it be the Joker? Like, can we pick?
Because the Joker's a good. It's okay. As much as you want to hate on the basic storyline, dude, you can't lie that it's technically one of the best movies of 2019, which is one of the greatest years of movie history, and it undeniably has. One of the greatest, not only comic book movie performances of all time, but just in general performances of 20. It literally, Joaquin Phoenix won for best actor. I'm not saying the Oscars mean jack shit, but I'm just saying he got awards recognition. And the score is also absolutely, you can't even deny, bro, the subway scene, the bathroom scene, like technically it is magnificent, so I don't mind that people are being pretentious about a movie that's actually fucking good. Now, if people are being pretentious about the Marvels, obviously I'll be like, what is going on? Where have we gone as a society? But you can't deny, like, okay, I know you think, I know, not that you think, everyone agrees on this one, is like, okay, Taxi Driver is like, I mean, Joker is basically a ripoff of Taxi Driver. But let's use the same fucking argument for the Batman. The Batman is just a ripoff of Seven and Zodiac Killer then. So why do you like the Batman so much?
Bro, it's Batman.
What does that even mean? What does that mean? Bro, I'm not gonna lie, bro. Like, I get what you're saying. I actually agree with you low-key, but like that, like, but you get what I'm saying, right? Like, you're just like, you're hating the hate. Let's be so real.
No, definitely. No, I agree. I can own up to that. But my main argument, Joker, it's not even like the quality of the movie itself. I think it's just the crowd that likes it. I'm not even gonna lie. That's
really the main thing. Actually just actively is shitting on me, by the way.
No, because, like, you're different, though. Like, bro, like, it's different. Like, because it's not like, you're not like the main crowd I'm talking
about.
Yeah,
I know what you're saying. Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm talking about, like, the usual, like, TikTok comment section people, bro. Like,
yeah,
the film, like the beauty of this film edit crowd, like,
dude, but that shit's tough, bro. That shit's tough.
Like, I'm not saying it's bad. It's just like, I don't know, man. Like, I can't lie, but yeah, that's my thing. I guess that's like to blow my argument down. It's not even against like really the movie and stuff or Todd Phillips and stuff. Joker, it's a good movie. Joker 2 is probably gonna be like good, but yeah, it's just like I have to hate to balance out the world, you know.
This is crazy. Anyways, I guess just to wrap it up, we'll list out our teams. Brantley, I underlined your teams on the doc, so if you could go ahead and read those out.
Yeah, all right, appreciate it. So my first pick was Superman Legacy. My second pick was Lanterns, then Swamp Thing, then Booster Gold, and then to wrap it up, Waller, and then Joker 2.
Yeah. and... My first pick was The Batman Part 2. My second was Brave and the Bold, and then Paradise Lost, and then Supergirl, and then Creature Commandos, and then Authority. By the way, I don't think I mentioned it in our past draft videos, but the day that this podcast goes live, you can vote on our Instagram stories. They'll be linked in the podcast notes down below, or it's just RNP_000 on Instagram. And you can go ahead on those stories. It'll be on my story and Brantley's story, and you can vote for who you think had the best draft, and we'll share the results on the story later in the week. But that pretty much wraps up our DCU draft. Brantley, do you have any final thoughts before we end it off here?
It's interesting. Like, DCU, you know, there's a DCU under Gunn. I'm very excited to see what they have in store. I think, you know, just Gunn taking over, I think it was a great move, and I'm just super, super excited to see what they have in store. And I think that at least, let me look here. At least three of the projects I picked I will be better than Joker 2. Superman Legacy, Swamp Thing. I'm going to say Lanterns 2, yeah. Yeah, those are all going to be better than Joker 2. You can quote me on it now. Like, we come back to this 10 years later. Like, quote me here. Like, we much better than Joker 2, actually.
Okay. All right. Joker 2 hate aside, I low-key agree with Brantley in terms of the general sentiment that bright future for the DC universe. Let us know what you guys are excited for or not excited for in the DC universe in the comments. Thank you guys so much for watching, and we'll see you guys next week.